Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Ah, the French.
Oui, oui. Ding dong, my friend.
Is that leading up to something?
On the bottle.
Or you just shout out the French for no reason?
I said, ah, the French, because I was doing drunk Orson Welles. And then Freddie did a French accent.
I was watching monster movies with the French.
He was watching monster movies.
Monster movies. What did I say?
Do you see how we kind of checkers king jumped that to get the two of us? That was Freddie, who is comedy checkering with me.
Bing bong.
It was Amy who kind of said, hmm.
Indeed I did.
Bing, bing, bing.
And Andy was the one who initially asked about why the French came up in the first place.
I don't understand comedy checkers.
Bling, 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 bling.
And that's not your fault. We didn't let you know that we were playing that game.
Well, I play a different version of checkers.
We're in the comedy
the pinball. Chinese version.
We're in the pinball machine now.
I thought
if you didn't notice.
Cling, cling, ding, dang, ding, dang, bing.
Oh, I keep
chunk, chunk.
Keeps hitting me in the balls.
The pinball machines are you playing that go with chunk, chunk?
That's the sound of...
Is it the Law and Order one?
It's the Law and Order pinball game, and you know there is one, by the way.
You know when the pinball hits the little rubber bands?
It's amazing.
Yeah, a Law and Order pinball would be pretty fucking great.
Every time you fucking sync the thing, you get the chung chung. I guarantee they exist.
There's got to be a rapist with diplomatic immunity spot on the board where the ball runs over.
That's
all
the
of
pinball
them.
Law and Order SVU.
Oh, okay.
It's a different game.
And they're like diplomatic immunity.
We just you watched know my Good Wife is? With diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
Good Wife is your Star Trek.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's seven seasons.
It constantly comes up in conversation.
Yeah.
In old TV shows and movies, diplomatic immunity could get you out of anything.
Yeah. And then they had to figure out how to get around that.
Yeah.
If you were the bad guy.
And they were always a bad guy.
They always were. Basically the same kind of bad guy, too. Always a sex predator.
Yeah, with a greasy mustache or something. Or his hair slicked
back. Or it's their friend.
Yeah.
That they have to. Anyway, hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Everyone. And Amy, since she said my name.
I wanted to acknowledge you because I don't think you got to acknowledge yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Because these two jokers had to go on and on.
I am the least important member of the Night of Living
Incorrect.
Podcast, according to my friends.
You are the beating heart.
I don't know how to make the sound of the ball.
You're no black guy from Police Academy.
Yeah. Sir, I worked with the black guy
Michael
from Police
Winslow.
Academy.
That's
you, sir, are no black guy from Police Academy.
He just was here in town recently,
he was,
I feel
right.
like.
Yeah.
Does he's awesome. Like, do comedic tap. Shows?
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Michael Winslow
does he make sounds the whole time?
He was. That's sounds. What he did. That's why he got Police Academy. Michael Winslow already was doing what he did for Police Academy.
Showbiz used to be a different thing.
He made that shit. He's the master.
I'm saying great for him to take that shtick and make a career out of it, but I don't know how it translates to stand-up comedy.
He should have a TikTok.
It's more of a sit and listen to this guy make noises show.
So it's like, give me a machine.
Isn't it funny? See, he could have been huge. Yeah. There was like a million years between times when he could have really used that as a career. The early 80s through to the mid, trickling, but into the mid 80s. Then there was just dry.
That's why you would walk by so many like homeless encampments with guys going, brrr,
Yeah, it was. It was a dry, dry time.
Those were all the Michaels Winslows that were out of work.
A druft, if you want to say it wrong. And then there was a brief time YouTube exploded, and then it was like, I can make noise. And then it was like, that's not really what we do here. And then
YouTube, we make noises.
A few more years, and then TikTok and shit. And now you could do it again, and you'd be huge. If you did it right and you looked right.
Yeah,
and
you to do it.
Child.
70s, 80s references.
Anyway, it's feedback show. Did you know? Could you tell?
We have no rules.
We're a niche podcast.
We're crimping, man. We're crimping.
I ripped that bong before I came here.
Yeah, you gotta lock weed.
I got. Can I say something?
Who likes to get high?
Let me say. I got it. I do have to say something that makes me mad.
Please,
yeah.
Because there's like this group of people who like want to say like drinking is okay, but they're still weird about marijuana, and they always do. Maybe you've had this friend. Maybe you're a person who indulges or enjoys marijuana, and you have that friend who is like. They're kind of square. They'll drink for sure. Mm-hmm. But, and then when you tell, when they'll tell you all the fucking time, I've had like four fucking old fashions tonight. Whatever. You don't ever say shit about it, do you?
Got some fancy friends.
Do you? You don't ever say shit about it. You're never like, oh, maybe slow down. But you say, ooh, just fucking did two bong rips and I am baked. And they're like, yeah, brother. Yeah, man. Hey, Chung. Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. What?
Fuck off.
Is this your square friend who is mocking you?
I think
you
this
for
is like
high?
Me specifically. I mean, two people.
Nobody's judging you.
Well, here's the reaction of the square friend in this scenario is what threw me. Because when you're like, it sounded like they were happy for you.
No.
They were mocking.
Were they mocking you?
It was mocking.
Oh,
so
I see.
You're fulfilling every stereotype of the stoner. Like, you're paranoid that people are.
I've heard it. And people talk, they're like, I just don't like the culture.
No, I get it. Like, recently we've been accused of, you know, spiking people's food with weed.
Yeah.
What is the culture? I mean, like,
you
know,
pot leaves.
Yeah, that's a thing, but that's such a small percentage of it.
To be fair, before I realized I was sick to come over here Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we were going to come over for Beavis and Butthead, and my stomach had been weird all day, but I thought I was okay. We were dressed, like we were walking out the door when it really hit me.
In all white.
And I did have like blue white jean shorts on.
No.
But we were decked out. Elise had this super tight dress on with her. She has this body chain with like little pot leaves on it, a gold body chain. And I have this fucking pot leaf necklace with these big fucking Flavor Flav plastic pot leaves.
I'm like, that's such a small percentage.
And like green beads. And we totally were wearing those over here. I was so excited. We'll have to do it again.
I'll celebrate marijuana with you any day of the week.
Yeah.
But also like, I know I can understand there's people out there. They don't understand what the culture is. The culture is we're relaxed people.
I guess I want to say that if you think drinking is okay, you don't think pot is okay.
You're wrong.
Check your shit.
And we're also not 20-year-old stoners, because everybody knew those kids in college that made getting high their whole life.
Oh, I waited till my 40s to become a stoner, and I think that's the way to do it.
It's the kids that had the pot leaf flag in their room, subscribed to High Times.
It is fun.
If I had that shit, like, I would never have been able to hide my weed at all if, like, I was displaying it all over the house that I love marijuana. Do you understand? Like, my parents smoke weed, and they would have taken it.
Well, I would have been that person in my 20s. Except then I got married to someone who put the kibosh. So I was just blossoming into a 24-year-old
to a relaxed
stoner.
Person.
And
we prefer a relaxed person.
A relaxed person. Well, I was already pretty relaxed, but then I was like, oh, I can also feel good. And
yeah, man.
So here we are. Sorry. It was just a pet peeve that I aired. I try not to do that anymore, but.
Sure.
Come to think of it, all the wizards on the wall were probably a dead giveaway, though.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of wizard paintings.
It was all wizard paintings.
I had like an inordinate amount. Amy can vouch. She saw them. When we first started like dating, I still had them.
Fire and ice.
Yeah.
Like this dragon.
But that's awesome.
My room looked like the side of like some guys. Yeah.
I love it.
Did you not have regular light bulbs? It was all black light.
Yeah. To be fair,
yeah, it was.
There's a chance I might pay in a room like that.
Did you have a pet lizard?
You know, honestly, there's parts of me that really miss it.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
I love it.
I wish I still had like that 1970s era Dungeons and Dragons aesthetic in my house somewhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can help me do the basement up that way.
That would be fun. Yeah. Time to get your paper and your pencils. It's design time, kids.
R.I.P.
Who?
Bill Cosby's sole belief in him being a person.
Yeah.
Because you did picture pages.
Yeah, picture pages.
Hey, he was released, so that means he's innocent.
Right? Oh, well, all right, cool. Sweet. Well, so here we are Monday, and it's a feedback show, and
we're here to just relax.
We're just relaxed.
Yeah.
We're relaxed
people.
Tell me, friends, because I wasn't with you, because I don't do parades. How's Pride? How's Cincinnati Pride this year?
It was hot.
And it was butts to nuts, wall to wall.
The city was full of proud folk. It was really nice.
It's awesome.
It was so packed. It was so packed that I almost freaked out, man.
He almost went on a hate crime spree.
He's like, never mind. I take it all back.
I was just like, I looked at Andy and I said, when we were in a line that was maybe 800 people deep for a corn dog.
I'm very happy. I'm very proud of my friends in the LGBT plus community.
They really came out in force. But the problem is I looked at Andy.
I hate a crowd.
And I have to include myself in this because I'm one of these people. I was like, if all the straight people here weren't here, this would be a much better time.
But then you wouldn't be there.
Because then I wouldn't be there. But I meant like the straight people who are literally just straight people going to Pride because it's another festival.
You think people do that?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think people were like genuinely decked out. Like everybody had something.
I don't think people go to it like they go to like Taste of Cincinnati just on like on a whim. Yeah,
you have to want to go to Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was
Freddy's just mad because he didn't like the lines.
He didn't get his corn dog.
I was just saying, if a little less pride, I could have had a corn dog.
Oh, you never got your corn dog?
No, man.
Did you get a funnel cake?
No, man.
No, man.
Couldn't get in anything.
You wouldn't even believe these lines.
The lines were like, it was like Woodstock 99 lines.
But and the parade. I thought
we were going to start slinging mud.
The parade was wonderful.
That's not mud, baby.
It's doo doo, baby.
I got to shake our sheriff's hand.
Oh.
And she's lovely. She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
She was there with her beautiful wife.
Holding hands, walking down the street with her wife. It's really cool.
And she was waving at us. And I was like, oh my gosh, I voted for you. And she came over and shook my hand. And I was like, I love you, man. I know we're not supposed to love the cops right now, but I like her.
I saw a drag queen. And I was wearing a t-shirt. That wasn't the thing.
There were a lot of drag queens.
That's like I saw a drag queen and I was wearing a shirt.
I saw Vulcan at the Star Trek convention. I saw drag
like
queen.
He's 4 years old.
Then
I saw people walking and then I saw a dog.
It was supposed to be bologna, but it was peanut butter. And anyways, I saw this drag queen, beautiful drag queen.
She was on a float.
Floating by. And I was wearing my former employer's, it was the only Pride shirt I had, and it had the logo of the company I used to work for on it. And she points at me and goes, I work there.
And they became best friends.
And we bonded for a second there.
Freddie doesn't work there anymore.
I don't anymore.
And did you like shout back like where you were with things?
Did you
run alongside the
I just yelled and I was like, what department? Oh yeah, I think I know what floor that's on.
Then he became part of the parade inadvertently.
Yeah.
The lady running for governor here in Ohio, hope to God, Nan Whaley, she was there. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Aftab, cool. Who is just, I'm sorry, we have a hot mayor.
He's daddy.
Yeah.
The mayor of Cincinnati, look him up. Hot mayor.
Hot mayor.
Hot mare.
If
hot
you
mare.
Go to the subreddit Hot Mares.
I can't believe there's many.
It's very niche.
Cincinnati yeah. Hot Mare.
Maybe not very popular.
Take a Cincinnati Hot Mare. Can I get a sauerkraut and side of...
Did you say you wanted a hot mare or a nightmare? Hot nightmare?
I'll take the hot nightmare.
No, wait, now we're in Maine.
Yeah. I love to do it.
You love to go to Maine?
I love to do Maine voice.
Maine Why voice. Can't we always be in Maine for Maine voice, man?
There, by the way, speaking of Maine voice, there is a real show coming out called like Louisiana Justice, and it, I started thinking about that Maine SNL Justice. Maine Justice skit where they're Louisiana, like speaking like or they're talking Cajun accents.
Oh man!
And it's one of my favorite sketches, by the way, because it's completely stupid and repetitive and silly, but those are my favorite.
Were they displaced by Katrina and that's why they moved? They were having
I don't know
cases
if there was an explanation.
I honestly don't know if there was.
I feel like something. I heard something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you verify that? Can we get someone on that?
Does anybody know?
I kind of hope not, because I love...
It's even better when it's more bizarre.
I love that it's just so absurd. That
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Maine Justice.
Anyway.
YouTube that shit if you have never
please
seen
it. Please do. It's so fun. Unless, you know, unless so you...
This Louisiana Justice, what is it?
Like it's a crime show.
Crime show. Yeah.
It's not hilarious, I don't think.
It's not?
It's not hilarious.
It's not a docu-series or whatever.
Crime is often not reality.
It's the usual true crime shows.
I think it's a true crime.
No, it's true crime.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not a crime show like The Good Wife or Law and Order.
It's Discovery crime show.
It's a true crime show.
Take a shot every time Kelly Tateo says Good Wife on the show.
Good Wife. It's called Good Wifing. And it's expensive.
Or what the kids are doing it. Or just Kelly.
Kelly mentioned earlier that... I watched
The Good Wipe. Presented by Charmin.
Just one good wipe.
Yeah. We watched the new Beavis and Butthead movie.
Yeah, speaking of stoners, I mean.
Oh my God. I have not laughed so hard in so long.
I don't know if I was laughing because it was generally funny or because.
Freddie was laughing so goddamn much.
Because Beavis and Butthead, they're so infectious.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you laugh just because you're anticipating the joke.
It was genuinely funny. It was like masterfully written. They set up jokes. I am serious 100% that this is some smart comedy. I know that people like he's Mike Judge is such a genius, and I don't know how much of this he's really responsible for and how much of it's his team. But taking that like Beavis and Butthead, those characters and everything you expect out of them, mm-hmm. and subverting it in a way and adding some heart to it to bring it kind of more, to make it a more modern movie. And it's like, it's so seamless. And the jokes, like the self-referential stuff is so spot.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Spot?
Spot on.
Spot on.
Okay. It was lovely.
I'm going to watch it again.
I need to watch it like by myself, away from people where everybody's
more
not
analytical.
Laughing.
We can hear it because Freddie's going,
I was right there along with him, but.
We were laughing, man. We were laughing.
Am I the Beavis or you're the Butthead?
Oh, I don't know, man. If you and I were Beavis and Butthead.
I feel like Freddie is Beavis.
I am more Beavis.
Yeah.
Because I think I have more Cornholio in me than Andy does.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Our skulls are normal shaped, aren't they?
More or less. Well,
That's what we've been telling you.
Can't see my own skull.
This is a great example of what's great about this movie, too, is they acknowledge that Beavis and Butthead's musculature and skeletal structures are different than other human beings. They are literally mistaken as aliens at one point. It's fucking great because the rest of the animation is like in the style of Archer, and then you have Beavis and Butthead. It's very kind of like what they were doing with that new Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie where they kind of blended in animation styles.
Who knew we could say that about those two movies, that they are a riff on each other?
Who knew? Hulu.
Yeah,
that's who.
I think my favorite part of the movie was that you'd think that Beavis and Butthead are anomalies in this universe, but everybody is a buffoon and stupid.
It's true. Yeah. Well, also, it's such a throwback to like old Charlie Chaplin movies and stuff where you have a character who, or Mr. Bean's like the more modern example of that, like where this character just makes the worst possible decisions yet always comes out on its feet like a cat, you know, always landing on its feet. And that's Beavis and Butthead. They always come out ahead on no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Feet.
On their feet. All four of them. They do have 4 feet.
I'm just laughing.
Think about it.
Because if they fell like that, like people, and you landed on all, that would be weird.
It would hurt their hands, their little handies. Yeah.
The cat people land that way.
Yeah.
You know the cat people.
I do.
So, also this week, we watched Head of the Family. It was on Joe Bob.
Yeah.
What a gross movie, isn't it?
I love that movie.
I saw it for the first time. Like
it's kind of wonderful. Year,
but it's just that licking scene.
Oh, that giant tongue.
Yeah, it's so gross.
They said it took 3 men to operate that.
Have you ever seen it?
I haven't, but no, I haven't.
Okay, here's an example. Mm-hmm. Most exposition in the movie comes through sex scenes.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I like that.
Like, and there's lots of them.
Yeah, it's pretty, and they're funny. Like, and but they're still sexy.
You have a former porn star as the main lead, so she knows what she's doing in that regard.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
It's hilarious. It's gross. It's like, it's just crass.
It's very lowbrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's super crass, but I think I might love it.
The people with married children made a horror movie.
Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah. Well, do you know anything about this, Kelly, at all?
No. I know it's a full moon feature, right?
Have you seen Nothing But Trouble?
No.
You've never seen Nothing But Trouble?
Is that Dan Aykroyd?
Okay. He plays the multiple roles.
But to me, the movie I've seen that reminds me the most of Head of the Family is Nothing But Trouble, the tone of it.
I've been looking for that movie recently, though.
Yeah?
And Haunted Honeymoon. Can't find
it. I love Haunted Honeymoon. I love it.
Elise and I have been looking for it.
I had it at one point. I'll have to look. But it has the tone of kind of that sort of thing. But it's this family that are so strange, and they come into town. There's 3 of them. They never really hardly speak, and they all move together and stuff, almost like robots. And it turns out it is just the giant head that lives in the house on the hill that's like the controls the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been kidnapping people from town and experimenting on them in their brains.
Oh.
And he has like a dungeon full of like catatonic and like crazy people. And it's fucking great. And it also kind of feels like it's in the Mama's Family universe. Remember the show Mama's Family?
Love Mama's Family.
It does feel like it's if Mama's Family had Bush in it, it would be Head of the Family. They all have family in it. There you go. Yeah. Both of them have that word. Family. Family. Webster's Dictionary.
Well.
I don't know, man. I really think you'd love it.
It sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
Watching it with Joe Bob's more fun, I think, because you get a lot of good
because
trivia.
Then he had Charles Band on, who wrote and directed it. Guy's a little. Listen, he's loud. But he's a little long-winded. It's fine. He made the movie. You can talk as much as you want.
I like his vibe, and well, not everything about his vibe, but the fact that he is really literally just playing games and having a good time as a creator, Charles Band, I mean, and that he's just like, well, I just keep it going. It reminds me of like why we do this and how we do this. It's that same vibe of he's like, I'll work with the same people over again. We're having fun. I'm just going to keep this thing going until the wheels run off of it, you know? So, like, I really kind of admire that.
We're pretty long-winded, too.
Yeah, apparently.
We've been
Who's Charles Band? Why should
years,
I know him?
16.
He runs Full Moon. He's really, like, the...
Is he like a...
The boss man there.
Who's the trauma guy? Is he kind of like...
Yeah, like Lloyd Kaufman. Yeah. Very similar, only a lot more prolific.
Of puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, he literally has a look.
Is Is he Master of Puppets?
To all of his stuff.
He is Master of Puppets.
It's a full moon, no matter who's directing it. He's kind of the guy who like runs the show. He has other directors working for him, but they all do same style of movie.
He has his own universe, right? Kind of.
But even, it's more. He did Evil Bong, Kelly.
I know.
Yeah.
So I know Full Moon Features. Yeah. He did like Ginger Dead Man.
There's a new Evil Bong coming out.
Puppet Master.
Puppet.
And Evil Toys, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's like a Stan Lee, if you will.
Yeah, for sleazy exploitation,
Well, how fun.
Trash movies.
Yeah. I really liked Head of the Family. That's the name of the movie, right?
Yeah. Okay. They made a sequel. I didn't know. Did you know that?
Like, I only saw it once, but I can't forget it just because it's so memorable.
Yes.
Literally, it's a giant head in wheelchair.
Yeah. He's got little legs.
I saw the painting.
Yeah. I made a painting of him.
Like, he would be really adorable if he wasn't so gross
and mean.
He's pretty mean, too. Yeah.
He's mean head.
What was it? Bride of Head of the Family, I think is what it's called. Head of the Bride of the Family. I don't know. It has bride and head in it.
Yeah. Head of the Bride, is that like Father of the Bride? Is it that version?
And I saw the cover and they're holding hands. There's two of them.
Is he the father of the bride?
He's got like another head, I guess,
He's like a Steve Martin character.
He's more like head? A Morlock character.
He's like the head detective.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Or MODOK, not Morlock.
MODOK.
He looks like MODOK.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we ready to
wrestle up a couple of news stories. Well,
Can I just say something real quick? It's in the news, but fuck Clarence Thomas,
Alito, my god.
Fuck Kavanaugh. Gorsuch.
It's so disheartening.
Barrett
Coney.
Traitor.
In fact, anybody who doesn't believe that women should have choice over their bodies.
Y'all, I just can't. I just can't even. As a person who can get pregnant in this room. I'm going to climb up.
You can get pregnant in this room. You're right.
I could.
That is possible.
I can't. If you aren't disgusted and horrified, then I don't know what to do with you. I don't know how to exist in your reality because it's wrong. You're wrong. You're just wrong. As a person who never wanted to have children, you know, I was only able to live a cool life thanks to the access to the things that I have. Abortion, Plan B pills, fucking birth control. All of these things allow me to participate in the world the way I want to, the way I choose to, just like every other man or every other woman in this world. I can do what I want.
You sure can do what you want. Well,
but now I don't even know how to articulate how devastating this is for every woman. No matter if they want to be pregnant or not.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. It's upsetting. It's just fuck it. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, fuck a bitch.
I'll put a break in here.
Fuck your guns. Fuck your God. Fuck your babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean when I say that.
It's a dark day for our society in general, especially for women. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's specifically, but it's just
no. This affects. I mean, it truly does affect everybody. I mean, it just the worst physical effects are.
And if you don't think that we're not headed toward a white nationalist theocracy, then you're fucking
not paying attention. Yeah,
exactly.
But it's just when you treat one part of your population like they're not even people, you know, and this has happened with many different groups of people. When you take this kind of just deliberate step, like it's just bad for society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
I felt like you needed the slight palate cleanser of the news bumper.
Well, it's good that you stopped us when because I think we could have been long-winded about that.
I could have started shouting death threats into the mic.
And you know, who's to say that you should be stopped?
But I feel them in my heart.
Yeah, me too.
If you're listening, FBI, I feel them.
Smile.
I could just smile more.
That movie Smile's coming out. I thought it was a weird transition.
Oh, there's your problem, mate.
I hope it didn't sound like I was interrupting.
Oh God, no, not at all. If you just let me go, I'm gonna start babbling.
You're one of the good Amys.
I wanted to agree with you, is all.
I know you do. I feel that, and I think there's more of us than there are of them, but
there
yet,
are.
That's yet they are.
But unfortunately,
in the places they need to be,
it is not a deal breaker for some people, and that's the sad part.
Well, that's ridiculous. Kelly?
Oh, yeah, I got to...
You got to change the vibe, bro.
Which is hard, because I am very... well, anyway, it's
That's
the end
the
times.
News, yeah. Baby.
So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So we just watched The Final Girls, right? Didn't we?
Indeed, yeah, we did.
Great
so,
movie.
So this is a piece of news about something called The Last Girl.
Oh, okay. So it relates in that way.
And
they had to wear girl in both of them.
And a synonym.
Can't
last final
that.
Last and final
and but this was a singular girl mm-hmm. as opposed to multiple girls. Alice Eve is in it, someone named Shelley Hennig. Antonio Banderas is in it.
Oh,
and I know it's Banderas, by the way.
Yeah,
I like Banderas.
It's just funner to say.
Well, she says some pretty horrible stuff in the forum, so
what'd you do to her?
We banned her ass.
It's
was it Melanie Griffith?
Was.
You want to know what it's about?
Yeah.
Let's find out together.
It's
a private investigator forced into a dangerous alliance with a killer.
I thought you were going to say a private investigator forced into a meat grinder.
By a killer is in order. Wait, let me start over. A private investigator forced into a dangerous alliance with a killer in order to uncover a quiet town's grisly criminal underbelly.
Oh dear.
And clear the name of her mentor. Banderas,
Antonio
who
Banderas.
Is implicated in the crimes. That is not a good...
So she's a PI. She's like she's the Padawan to his PI Jedi situation thing here.
Sounds like it.
And he is suspected. He's probably the killer, I'm guessing.
So it's like a Hannibal Lecter type
from
thing.
This description.
I guess. I don't know. This doesn't sound... I thought this was going to be something else. and also, that wasn't a very well-written thing that they wrote.
Is it?
Yeah, you're like,
don't blame the article.
It says here something.
No, it was a run-on sentence. It didn't have it never resolved itself. It just...
Violins on TV.
Is the only reason you read it is because Antonio Banderas is in it?
No, it's because we just watched Final Girls, and this is The Last Girl. Okay. It's more than girl.
It is more than girl.
The last and the final.
It's both of those things mean similar things. One is the same exact thing. In fact, it's the singular of the other.
Well, this has something else to do with something else we've been talking about.
Okay.
Dangling participles.
What? Oh, all right. So you guys been annoyed that yes. Nev Campbell is not coming back for Scream 6, right?
I was like, never.
You've been annoyed.
Oh, let's bring her out.
But...
We banned her ass.
Banned
her ass.
Oh, that was clever.
And
But there's a rumor. Nev Campbell may have secretly... This really does sound like I guess that's the definition of a rumor, something that just may or is probably not true, but may have secretly signed on to Scream 6. Now,
I had this thought the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if this was all a smokescreen so they can secretly bring her back as like the killer?
Oh, yeah, boy.
Which I think we should, I think Sydney should just probably, I don't know that I want
for like
that
the for last her. Number of movies, I always thought it was going to be her. And then it never was. I would love that twist. That would be so cute.
That would be a really tough one to pull off.
I think it would be so cool. But I'm not one of those people. I'm not like a Superman guy who gets mad and they make Superman dark. Because I like moving characters and I like taking an iconic thing and fucking around with it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still got to have like something to it.
Does it?
No, I guess not. Sometimes it's just fun to see Superman tear someone in two.
And I mean, why, like, if you think about what's like, again, you're thinking Superman from the comics, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be that. But what if you take Superman out of comics and it's what if Superman is a real creature?
Did you watch Brightburn?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Because I heard that it was bad.
Well, whoever told you that is an asshole.
A lot of people said it was really bad.
Good. Well, this world has a lot of assholes in it.
All right.
I got one too.
The movie's fucking awesome.
I want to watch it.
You should.
Okay, now that she's rumored to be on, or does it make you want to see it now?
Are you asking me?
I don't want to be in manipulated. General,
yeah,
I have no. I don't care.
Like
either
it's
way.
Like just the idea that they wouldn't.
But I don't think
they left her out in the first place. These are just a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I think she. I don't think she would allow herself to be used in this way by using the. Women trying to get what they're worth and knowing their own value. I don't think she would use that movement as a marketing ploy.
No, it's not that. It's like the movie makers themselves that use a bad taste in her mouth that they would even consider not putting her in it and giving her what she's worth.
I just think that's probably a bad rumor, but who knows?
Mm.
All right, I got one more piece of news. And this to me sounds pretty cool. The sequel to Mad Max Fury Road, Furiosa,
finally,
has an official plot synopsis.
Is it called Wingardium Furiosa?
It is. let's see if it's in this article somewhere, and I'll read it to you.
I'll recap the first while he does that. All right, see, in the future, it's called Guzzoline. And then there's a Morton Joe, and he's got a CPAP machine. And then another guy's on fire. And some people like to huff paint. And one guy likes to shoot flames out of his guitar, and that is fucking badass. You ask me.
So I think this is a
you feel pretty caught up.
It's not a sequel. I think it's a prequel.
It is. Yeah, it's her story.
It's Anya Taylor-Joy.
So it's not going to be.
And you're going to see a young Immortan Joe.
Anya Taylor-Joy. Mounds don't.
So because I love that movie. It actually, I think, is my favorite of the Mad Max.
So there's
movies.
Two candy bars. There's there's Anya Taylor-Joy's and there's Anya Taylor's.
And then there's Anya Taylor Mounds.
Just Mounds.
I've only
it'll be
seen
Almond Taylor-Joy.
I've only seen the second one, right? And then Fury Road.
Yeah, you haven't seen Thunderdome yet.
No, but I will say
Road
that
Warrior, you probably wouldn't like Road Warrior.
Fury Road was Road Warrior? Amazing.
Wait, no, you haven't seen which one's the
Mad Max.
Mad Max is the first one. Yeah. You haven't seen the Mad Max, the very first one. I don't think you would like. You might. We saw Road Warrior, which is Mad Max 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then you haven't seen Thunderdome, which is Mad Max 4.
That's my favorite one.
Is it? I love that.
Well, just because of mostly Tina Turner.
Well, she's awesome.
Wouldn't it be Mad Max 3?
It's 3, honey. You got a little ahead of yourself.
See, that's where that's where your Roman numerals fail you.
Yep.
Why did we learn those in school?
So we would know the copyright dates at the end of sitcoms.
When they're talking about Super Bowl, so you know.
That's the only reason.
Oh. Well, I didn't get anything out of school then.
Yeah.
Which is actually mostly true. So that's the news.
Well, did you watch the Smile trailer?
I don't know.
What's Smile?
It's a horror movie, and it looks scary.
But it's got that goofy guy on the poster, right? It's an Ethan Hawke movie, right?
No, that is the Black Phone.
That's supposed to be really good.
The Black Phone is the Ethan Hawke movie?
Yeah.
It's the one that's out now.
Smile
it seems like...
Smile! I did see this!
Looks like it follows
I'm pointing at
it
you.
Like, is it based on like a Japanese, like a manga or something? It seems Japanese.
Maybe, but it's just literally like...
the characters just start seeing people like just mindlessly smiling everywhere
in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also kind of like the thing in the movie, from what I gather. It might be like almost like the, like a thing from The Ring, only it makes people like these weird smiling people. Like it's like Black Hole Sun music video. It's like dumped out all over.
We just watched, we were watching some Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Oh, did they watch the Black Hole Sun video?
Yeah. They had the Black Hole Sun video. Oh, that's on. All, I'm like,
that's where everybody found out about it. That's how grunge happened, was because of Beavis and Butthead.
That fucking video.
It's a great video where their eyes get all big and just dripping ice cream in the fucking place.
Well, the funniest thing is to see it, like, you, when that first came out, everybody was like, that video is actually really freaky. And now it plays as a parody of how freaky it was. It's the same video. You know what I mean? But like, when you watch it, it is the penultimate, like, fucking ridiculous of 90s design.
Yes.
Crammed into one package. Like, it's everything that was bad about 90s design just in there together, rubbing.
Rubbing?
Yeah.
Chafing.
It's something.
it's frictious aggravation.
But yeah, it's a smile. Yeah, so smile has that kind of crazy effect, which I felt was played out, right? Like this, when I first saw this, the still, I was like, I'm creepy smile, whatever, you know, la-ti-da. And then I watched the actual video and I was like, oh, that they made it work. They made it work. Something that is so played out, it looks fresh.
Well, there's probably more to it than just they smile at you.
Yeah, they smile at you though.
No, they do that. Yeah. I noticed that when I watched the trailer.
And one of their necks goes like,
Rrrf. Yeah. I caught that part.
Yeah, one of them, their neck is like, uh-oh. But
I feel like there might be more to the mystery.
Yeah. That was from the movie Neck.
Neck. You're thinking of Neck.
Neck Campbell?
Neck Campbell. Oh, and then there's the Invitation, which is like the Brides of Dracula.
Yeah, and Natalie Emanuel, which I saw that piece of news, but it just seemed like too much to read.
Who is Natalie Emanuel?
She's in Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, she's Daenerys's friend, right?
Yeah.
That bitch Daenerys.
It's Daenerys, right?
I'm just not sure who you're talking about.
The lady who got her hair cut off.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Is that her?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I forget what her name. No, I don't. No, no, no.
Melisandre?
No.
Melisandre is that's the witch, kind of.
Yeah, she's the one who. Didn't she birth out like a.
She birthed a demon.
A demon, shadow demon thing?
She did.
Yeah.
She birthed it.
Anyways, this looks cool. It looks like a Hammer horror movie, kind of, but for today's kids. Yeah. And then, did you guys figure out who you were talking about?
Well, I know who I'm talking about.
Not who Andy was talking about.
Damn. I think we leave that one alone.
Well, the problem is I only seen the first and last season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, she wasn't in the first season.
She was in the last one.
I've seen all of it.
If it is the lady who I'm thinking of.
I don't know if it's the lady.
Someone's losing their shit listening to this.
No, because I you know. It happens on every podcast.
She's in other stuff too.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I'm not stalling so Freddie can.
Natalie Emanuel, you were correct.
Yeah. That's because I saw it on the thing.
Yeah. She was Daenerys's like hand kind of before she had a different hand. She was the head of all the slave people that she helped free.
Oh, okay.
She was like one of the leaders.
Yeah.
There.
That big guy chopped her head off.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's been a few years and nobody liked it, so whatever.
It's true, nobody did.
Yeah.
Anyways, it looks cool.
Did you say we had a voicemail?
We do.
From Dustin?
Sorry that we...
Who is 16 years?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I was just saying sorry that we didn't play this when we first got it.
Sorry. I hit the button and then it was a lost cause. Yeah, part of it was my email, my show email. I just didn't have it. We switched to like Microsoft from what we used to have, and I didn't have access to my email for like 2 months. I didn't even know it. Didn't even know.
Didn't know.
All right, let's listen to this bad boy.
Who is 16 years? Obviously, it's Sometimes I still at sea. Let's do the math that I have a listener. So listening. So congratulations on 16 years, bro. Congratulations. Congratulations. Can you say congratulations? Okay. She went quiet, life. She went quiet. You know, when we showed them pretty much me out back anytime I talked to her. That's how I cats are. Well, okay. Well, love you guys. Bye.
I feel like I'm tripping balls right now a little bit.
Was that... What is that?
It was so rhythmic. It was poetry, and I loved it, but I can't say exactly...
I mean, I know what the gist of the message was, and thank you very much, Tessa.
Yeah.
I feel like we all need to write a report on it and compare and contrast.
I think we're all worried that it's a reference. And we're trying to
figure out what it is. We're not cool enough to get it.
Yeah.
But we're also worried that it's not a reference. Right. And we're also, we don't want to say that. And we're like, but no, Dustin, you've been with us a very long time. And whatever meaning lies hidden within that message that we may or may not suss out one of these days, I appreciate you personally and I'm happier in my life.
Yeah,
and as well as your key cats.
And it's just so distinctively Dustin.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. He's one in a million, man.
Yes, sir.
And he hangs out with us at the meetups every week.
Mm-hmm.
I love the meetups. The meetups lift my heart out of the mud.
Here come the meetups.
One of these days, Kelly and Andy should come to one. I'm like the mother who guilts the members of the family who don't come to...
The nursing home to visit
the
grandma.
Nursing home, yeah. The Thursday night meetups are my nursing home visit time.
It smells like pee.
It does smell like pee sometimes, though.
Well, quit peeing in here.
I'm just kidding.
If this is your first time listening or you're confused, if you go to patreon.com/NOTLP, you can be a patron. You get access to the weekly meetups.
Yeah, and also all of our bonus content, like Origins, where we listen to old episodes and then realize that we were maybe assholes sometimes.
Yeah.
And we explain.
And eventually we have merch sometimes that goes out.
Lots of things you get as a patron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly is laughing because he's just a little behind. He's a tiny butt.
Oh.
Aww.
So cute.
He's a little behind.
Which you would think would be off-putting, but I'm adorable. Right. I just stand on the table and it's just cheeks.
They're like, I can't be mad at those little cheeks.
Sometimes you think some people think I'm a peach. And then when they pick me up, they're like, oh.
So they just
set me back down.
So your butt is as tiny as a peach.
I'm a tiny butt.
Okay.
He's a little bit bunny. He's made out of buns.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of tripping balls. Yeah. So thank you, sir.
So you're not like Pee Wee Herman. Like everybody has a huge butt or something.
Everybody has their butt, Dottie.
What's your big butt, Simone?
Yeah, Simone.
I want to talk about your big butt,
yeah,
Simone.
The big butt. So you're not Pee Wee Herman. You got a little butt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Origins, we said that already.
Topicana.
Topicana, Kelly. Do you know your question yet?
Oh.
You want to tease your squeeze?
You don't have one, do you?
It's a stalling tactic.
He's like, if I'd make an O long enough, oh, I can think of a question in the O, within the O time.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tweet. I'll think about it.
Okay.
And then I'll put it in the group.
Thank you.
And everyone can know it. Or I'll put it on the page. I'll put it out in the world pubically. And then it'll be like I teased it here, but just later and on some social media platform.
Maybe you could break into like Xavier School for Extraordinary Children and use Cerebro.
I thought you were talking about the college. I thought you were going to say Xavier's School for
Veterinary Medicine.
for that.
That's a local humor right
and
there.
And then you didn't.
I think I took like 5 seconds to like suss something else out in my head and
you
I
moved
lost.
On.
Sounds pretty sus.
I was just saying Kelly should use Cerebro because it's the most direct.
Cerebro the Teenage Witch.
Okay. Yeah.
Cerebros before hoes.
That's great.
All the nerds listening know.
Right? Andy gets it.
Andy's full of Zawos this week.
Andy gets Cerebro.
And Amy's.
Did you say Cerebros before Cerebos?
Yeah. Well, you just said Cerebros before hoes.
But you plused it.
You did plus it.
I knew, like, telepathically what Andy was thinking without actually hearing it necessarily because I was jibber jabbering.
He was.
It was more like a Sabrino.
Sabrino ho. Say yes to the dress.
All right.
Well, at this time of day, we tend to thank our patrons in some kind of order from a list of their names that we possess. Is that a paper that you're looking at?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's using paper, man.
The first time you just realized that?
I don't want to use screen.
No, I think that's awesome. It is the first time I've noticed it.
Is that paper?
It's been like this for months, everyone.
It's real paper. This is like a sci-fi movie where they're like, do you have real paper? You have a tomato?
Well, I have to guard that tomato. I've murdered over that tomato. I've cut throats.
FYI, we're up to 7 tomatoes sprouting out back.
I can't wait to eat your tomato.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be good.
Feed you my tomatoes.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
My tummy growled just then.
All right. Let's get started. These are the Beelzebubs. Again, patreon.com/NOTLP. Elise.
I will see you soon, my love.
Watch Beavis and Butthead.
We are going to watch Beavis
and Butthead. Let me know. I want to know. I want to feel your joy.
Lynn Walsh.
I come from a Lynn down under.
Alyssa.
I come from an Alyssa down under.
You better do it for all the names.
I can't. I can't even keep up the bit. No, like, I can't even keep up the joke that I'm going to keep it up.
I come from a Dustin down under.
We got Brandon and Emily.
I come from Brandon and Emily down
under. It makes my body tired thinking about trying it.
It does. It hurts.
Your whole body.
It does. I just feel weighted down with exhaustion, like a blanket has been put upon me. Too heavy.
Jeffel, you're a heavy blanket.
Sorry. Oh, we got Dustin, who we just talked about.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you again. If that's a reference, we'll figure it out.
I own a good one.
I own a great one. I own a better one. I've been meaning to tell you
about. Oh.
It's awesome. It's the best one, but you know how these things go. There'll be another one out. Planned obsolescence.
Dr. Brian,
it'd be weird if she didn't get my good one joke and she thought I was being an asshole. I was saying it was like I own a 2.0.
I know.
And you have like a 7.
I am just trying to get this moving.
Okay.
Bill, I swear to God, we fucking talked about what your nickname was again Thursday because you had to remind me and I don't remember it again. I'm worried about me.
Is it not Chili Billy? He's frozen through and through.
It could be. Was that it?
I don't know.
Fucking shit.
My memory is terrible. I just call him Bill.
Bill Farner.
I just call him Bill.
We've got Blake.
I could just call him Bill.
Sorry, Blake.
That's his nickname is Bill.
Everybody's okay for the okay. Mark Watts.
Mark Bill Watts.
Blaine Yogurt.
Remember that? Yeah, just plain yogurt.
Oh yeah.
We got Jordache jeans.
They're so tight.
Paul's
tight too. Paul is doing. He has type 2 diabetes.
Jeremy, Cassie, and Gavora.
That's 2 people and a dog, man.
We got Ernie. Ernie, I don't think he can do it, Ernie. Maybe next time.
It's like you ran like right up to the hurdle and then had to like just take a step back. You weren't ready.
Oh, Ernie. Rubber ducky, you're the one.
There you go.
Dave Siebert.
Dave Siebert makes bath time lots of fun.
So I've heard.
Michael Burns.
Michael Burns is in my tub sometimes too. What? I don't bump.
Monica.
Monica walks in and watches from the door.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
everybody.
Listening to what I think was a delightfully chaotic show.
It was chaotic.
I'm putting delightful in your brains, listeners, so you'll think that you found it delightful.
Amy is an expert in putting in brains things.
I'm all about the counter COINTELPRO.
I heard putting brains.
She's an expert.
Amy's
counterinsurgency expert.
You made me want pudding.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed when his old buddy Leatherface put on.